come up with new cards.
New cards would be good, I think.
Yeah. Cards Against Humanity card.
We could this do is that. Totally my week for being for doing podcasts, because I'm doing Authors and Dragons on Thursday.
Cool.
Are he's you? Oh, he's been like, it's going.
How's going?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's an artisting us.
Have you pushed the button yet, Carol?
You have one job. For audiences
only. Right as I'm silent, it's not intended for
children. You're waiting to launch into the fucking podcast. Or self-righteous
gas bags. I love you, Carol. Yeah, when somebody does like that, really dangerous.
It's because I blow it out of the goddamn airlock. You know what color my hair is? I'm just purple. The
Guardian. Right. Nobody does have hair on this purple.
You have to do an archaeological excavation, but it is blonde.
Ah, really? I've never had the time I've known you seen this blonde hair.
I'll have to dig up my anime hair. I have to dig up a picture after I'm done.
Can you imagine what my natural hair color would be?
Well, mine's probably gray.
More and more
yeah,
every
yeah, mine's first. Probably mostly gray. The hosts
of Guardians of the King. Yes, he's starting with just this little tiny stripe in the center, and it's just been spreading just out.
It's the anthrax look, you know?
Just... I do not have anthrax.
I was going to say, wow.
Not the band. Dude, when I know better death metal than you, come on.
I'm not a metalhead, but I do still have anthrax on vinyl.
Oh, see, there you go.
That's Scotty in.
So, episode 124, this is your job. You have one job.
Hey, I did my job kind of late.
We just kind of talked over everything, so
if you guys
keep rolling.
If you guys only have one job apiece, then shit, y'all need to work, step it up.
We need to switch places, I think, Carol. I need to do that. You.
You had something on your ear.
Oh, God.
That's part of her job.
Totally something about Mary and my hair jock.
Yeah.
Look, I'm old.
Okay.
Spiky hair.
So that's episode 124. Sorry, if you haven't figured out, our special guest is John Hartness.
Woo! Welcome home.
What's up, geeks?
What's up?
I am the Rocket Raccoon of this podcast.
I'm Groot. Okay.
I'm just sitting here adjusting myself the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
So welcome to our 124th episode. We're not even going to put you through the gauntlet of torture questions. We figured having to listen to us talk through Carol pushing the button was enough.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, at least Carol can find the button. Some guys can't.
Oh. So we heard this rumor. You were running for Department of what? Defense?
No. Here's the deal. Okay, so I'm not running because you don't elect cabinet positions in our country. You buy
them. You're lobbying for. Okay. Mm.
So I have started a GoFundMe campaign to raise $5 million that I will then use to bribe. Wait, no, not bribe. I will make campaign donations to key senators to get me approved as secretary of whatever the hell we can figure out. I was going to do Secretary of Defense, but I've had some people who actually know something about politics and defense tell me that the guy that King Cheeto has put forward for the Secretary of Defense actually isn't a blooming idiot. Oh. So I've decided I want HUD. I want Housing and Urban Development. Because Ben Carson is a blooming fucking idiot.
I think a blooming onion would do a better job, actually. Yes.
And I like a blooming onion. And I live in a city, so I've got urban, and I live in a house.
Yeah.
So I'm apparently qualified to be the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development.
You may be overqualified.
Well, I haven't actually developed anything, so...
Do you host a game show like Family Feud?
Have you ever been on Dancing with the Stars?
Maybe if we... That'll be a stretch goal. Okay. If we raise $7 million, I'll take five of it and become Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, and the next two I'll use to pay for a game show on a local cable channel. Like Cable News 14, where you have the woman reading Bible verses between the two ficus trees in front of a curtain with planets on it.
God,
with planets on it, yes.
I've missed something in my life.
It's called drugs, and I did not miss any of them.
Hit them all the way down.
That's Carol, if you didn't figure that out.
1987, so.
Wow.
Oh, Carol with blonde hair. We will link it on the website. No, we won't.
Cheeks!
I just see this.
Pinch them blonde. That's, wow.
That's my senior high school yearbook picture.
That's 19 what?
87.
I was about to say, 19. 1987 called, and it wants its sweater back.
And in 87, I had equally feathered hair.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, my wife's hair, because she was also a senior in 1987. And she apparently, while she wasn't in Gastonia, she did adhere to the concept of the higher the hair, the closer to heaven. Because, holy shit, she had the cherry will claw like you would not believe.
Oh, see, we used to call it Revere hair. If you're from Massachusetts, it's like if you wanted to get your hair up, you had to tease it like Revere hair.
Oh my
That was actually my junior year, and it was the only day my hair was feathered, and nobody in school recognized me. And that's the picture that everybody thinks of when they look back at it, because I never would put that much Aquanet in my hair again.
It is funny. I think about 3 weeks after that photo was taken, I butched cut my hair and dyed it black.
Oh, I always do it. Once ever I get a good picture of me, I immediately change my hair.
I think I've got a pretty good mullet in my junior picture from high school.
Oh, this we must see. You saw Matt's, right?
Yes, I have seen Matt's flock of seagulls.
Did you ever go through the hair thing, Tiffany?
He ran so far away.
It was just straight.
It was just straight.
Tiffany
just
was all. She was all.
We just wanted you to talk so people would know you were actually
here. I'm
here.
Yeah, we didn't really do our introduction.
No, we kind of talked all over it.
Oh, yeah.
We kind of did. Yeah.
Sorry, Chris.
So anyway. It's 124 friggin' episodes. If they don't know who y'all are by now, I mean, come
on. God help you.
Well, and if you do, well, God help you even more.
We do have some people in Poland that might be tuning in for the first time. So.
Carol, do not spit on the Yeti mic.
That's right. Very expensive.
Expensive. So,
hey,
when you're not running for office, when you're not
buying a cabinet position,
what else are you up to these days?
Well, the last time, I think the last time I was on, we talked about the We Are Not This charity anthology that we've published through Falstaff Books as an ebook last year. Well, it is now available in print wherever books are sold.
Awesome.
In other words, Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com. We will also have copies available at the next Charlotte Comic Con. We'll have some available at Park Road Books. We're doing a group book signing of Cinched, featuring myself and Nicole Burns and Dave Harlequin and Gail Martin and Misty Massey.
Wow.
We're going to do that on the 22nd of March at 7 o'clock at Park Road Books.
Okay.
And we'll have some copies of We Are Not This available there.
Wow.
It's got a brand new cover by Natanya Barron, who's one of the authors in the anthology, and that's pretty awesome. It's a great cover.
Unfortunate last name.
It is a little bit, but she's still awesome.
Just at this time, in 4 years, you'll be fine.
Don't take it out on the kid.
Maybe less than
18 months.
Yeah.
Yes.
But anyway.
It's going to stroke out.
So, yeah, we're working on that. We've got a lot of projects in the pipeline for the next 18 months at Falstaff. We're really pushing on digital novellas. We are expanding the Bubba the Monster Hunter universe to feature a dozen novellas over the course of the next 18 months, written by Eric Asher, Jay Requard, Jane Gates, and myself. Yeah, that's all in the Bubba universe. We're expanding the Quincy Harker universe.
Oh.
This year I'm doing 4 Quincy Harker novellas. Wow. I'm doing 4 Shadow Council novellas.
Huh.
So I'm doing a minimum of 12 novellas this year.
Wow.
Plus, I'm finishing up The Queen of Cats.
That's basically 1 a month.
Yep. Yes. The Queen of Cats, the third novella in that series will be out this year. And I've got a couple of new projects that I'm working on. But adding to the Harkerverse, what we're doing is I'm doing Shadow Council Case Files, which are current adventures of the members of the Shadow Council that were introduced in Quincy Harker Year 2. But the Shadow Council is kind of like a League of Extraordinary Gentlemen type group.
Oh.
It's folk heroes throughout European and American history from the time that Mary Shelley wrote the first horror novel, Frankenstein. So from about 18 and change up until today, you've got all of that wealth of history and folklore to draw from. So we've got people doing Doc Holliday.
Oh my goodness.
Fights Monsters, cool. Stories. We've got Natanya Barron is doing a series of novellas set in Edwardian New England. Misty Massey is doing a set of Weird Western novellas. Alexander Christian is doing a set of Sherlock Holmes novellas. S.H. Roddy is going to do a set featuring Adam, Frankenstein's monster. Let's see, who else do we have? I just signed Michael G. Williams from Raleigh. He's doing a set based on Emperor Norton from San Francisco.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So we've nice. Got something like 24 Harkerverse novellas coming in the next 18 months. Wow. So we've got a lot of shit going on.
Yeah.
Plus the Lawless Lands Weird Western Anthology, fully funded on Kickstarter, so that'll come out later in 2017. Thanks to everyone who helped us promote and pledged. We appreciate it. And I now have a story in that, because Devin Monk had some conflicts come up and some things, and she had to drop out, so I hopped in at the last minute. Oh. And someone bought the pledge reward to get to tell me whether I'm writing a Bubba or a Harker story for that anthology. So I don't know yet what I'm writing. One of the fans gets to pick.
Oh my gosh.
And they paid for the privilege.
Wow.
Hey.
Cool. That's awesome.
Yeah, so we're busy. We're crazy busy. And we'll be at Con Carolinas. We'll be at Congregate. And we'll be back again at the Geek Gala as part of the Muggles Market.
Yes. Right. Which is not Muggles Market 2 Electric Boogaloo, no matter how much.
Oh, come on.
Carol begs.
Can it be Electric Muggaloo?
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah, we got
to leave it to a writer to come up with that. What's up with us? Why couldn't we figure that out?
Professional comedy writer. Don't try to shit on me. You might explain something.
He's writing 5,000 novellas this month. What the fuck? Of course he takes us home.
Yes, which we're very excited about. Yeah.
I have a lot of words to get in.
So we had Josh Stanky on last week. Stanky. I don't think his last name is Stinky. I'm sorry, Josh. I'm really sorry.
Damn.
But that's giving me so much ammunition. Sorry, Josh. I don't even know Josh, but I'm sorry. His middle school must have sucked.
He made some amazing stoppers for wine bottles, and he made the pens and that had the wood handles as well as the acrylic.
I haven't seen his, but those things are really neat.
Yeah.
If you're a person who doesn't drink an entire bottle of wine.
Yeah, which we've talked about. It's for the second bottle. When you open the bottle at a half and you're trying to cut back a little bit. Or the third.
Trying, you know.
This is the point at which it should be a video podcast, so if you want to see
your face.
John's like confused.
It's for that bottle you find the next morning that's only, you know, 3/4 gone. It's like, I didn't finish that.
And then you can...
Still never happened.
At other people's houses. You give it to other people.
You give away alcohol?
No, the stopper.
Oh, that makes perfect sense.
There's a wine stopper. I kept the wine.
But he also made custom seam rippers, which he sold out of. That's cosplay because he did different colors and stuff like that. Yeah, so that was really cool.
Well, my wife's a costumer. Right. She doesn't do cosplay, but she did theatrical costuming forever. And seam rippers, they're like scissors.
Yeah.
You have 100 of them and you can never damn find one.
Not only that, but you always want that pair. There's a certain pair.
And the thing with seam rippers is they're so cheap.
Yeah.
Because you usually buy the little plastic ones.
And then it breaks. These are heavy duty acrylic or wood. So.
And depending on the length, could be useful in a zombie apocalypse.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
I may have been watching a lot of Zombie Go Boom on YouTube.
But so
Zombie Go Boom.
You were in a different section of the Muggles Market last year.
Yes.
Than Josh was, because he was in the inside the actual.
He was in the actual Muggles Market,
and you were out in the hallway. So, for those people who want to hear from your perspective what it was like, can you explain a little bit? Because, like, we always have a challenge explaining what the Geek Gala is to somebody who hasn't attended the Geek Gala. How would you explain the Muggles Market to somebody who did not get to go last year?
I would say it's kind of like a nerd flea market.
That's a good point.
Or like a crafty farmer's market or real-life Etsy for nerds. Yeah. So
in-person Etsy, yeah.
Yeah.
In-person Etsy.
So it's one of those things where where I was out in the front of the, out in the main lobby area of the hotel, I was closer to the registration and info desk. And it was fairly obvious what I was doing because I'm sitting behind a friggin' wall of paperback books. It's kind of obvious.
Until it was gone.
Yeah.
We did sell a good number of books. So it was pretty obvious what we were doing, but people would come in and the muggles would come through and ask what was going on, and we would be able to then tell them what's happening and point them down the hall after I make my pitch and get their money. I send them down the hall, $15 lighter, to the other vendors. So I thought it was really great because not only did the people who were coming to the Geek Gala early or coming from out of town and staying in the hotel have something to do during the day, but also people who were participating in other things, because there was like a citywide scavenger hunt that people were doing, and there was some stuff for kids, and there was stuff outside, and there were some panels. It was not a con.
No, it wasn't.
But it was similar to the con experience. So it makes for a really good intro or right. a way to get your toe in the water for a con, with especially for people in the Charlotte area, without the travel associated with a lot of conventions.
And we definitely had a lot of muggles that came in. People yes. that weren't part of the geek world that got to... They may had a love for Harry Potter or something like that and walked in the door and got exposed to a whole other world.
And then, you know...
I knew you were going to sing it.
And then there was the strange young woman who was there campaigning for someone, and oh. that got me exposed to a whole new Joey.
Yeah!
I was like, wow, somebody just laid the smack down on this little Barbie.
No. Tell them.
So this little Barbie comes by and she's like, there's a rally for insert candidate here tomorrow at da-ba-dee-da. And I was like, I don't do rallies, lady. She looks at me for a second. I think she's afraid that I was going to try and eat her.
Well, and she was trying to hand
And she was trying to hand me a flyer, and I'm like, don't give me that. I'm going to throw it away. You should give it to somebody. You should go give that to people in the hotel restaurant or something. But shoot. And Joey swoops down like this avenging angel of righteous fury and death and says, we don't allow that here. These people have paid good money to be here and distribute yep. their stuff. And you haven't, go away. And I was like, wow, you totally, it's like docile sweet Joey was sitting there. And then Ridley Scott says, and the Joey bursts forth. And this H.R. Giger Joey comes through and is, rah, 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 rah. And in her wake, little pieces of blonde hair and Sephora makeup scattered all over the lobby. It was lovely.
That's awesome.
It was so funny. And somebody was like, I had no idea what was happening. All I heard you say, I'm sorry, what are you distributing? And the next thing I saw was blood and guts going out the front window.
Yeah, the last time I saw a 20-year-old blonde girl move that fast, I had asked her out in college.
But now, honestly, I was polite about it, but I was very firm. I was yes, like, you will not you be were, here.
So. You were very firm. I would have left.
You started packing up your shit. You were like, I don't know what I did, but...
Yeah, I was like, oh, shit, where's my kit? Where's my... And then I was like, wait a minute, I'm not out of state. I'm not going nowhere.
That's right, you brought cookies.
No, Misty Massey
oh, that's
cookies.
Right. That's right.
She's
the pirate.
Yeah, Misty's a fan of the Authors and Dragons podcast that I'm on. You can listen to that on iTunes as well, kids.
Woo-hoo. After this.
Yeah, after this. Well, we record later, so they have to listen after. But she had made some smart-ass comment about making cookies for the Authors and Dragons boys if they come to Con Carolinas.
Yep.
And I said, well, I'm going to see you Saturday, so you should just make me cookies. So she did.
Aww.
And of course, now they're going to be at Con
and
Carolinas.
And now five of the seven of us are going to be at Con Carolinas, and Misty better show up with some cookies.
Oh, yeah, because that doesn't count.
No, because I ate everyone's snickerdoodles. I took none of them to New Orleans, where we were at the convention together.
Well, and I was also accepted as a guest, and hopefully this time I won't be in the ER. So I can actually
not. I don't have to pick up all your panels.
maybe I shouldn't be on 11. Maybe we should cut it down to 9 this time.
You were only on like 7.
11.
Well,
because
I went to 2. I went to 2.
You went to 2.
And then there was 7 more. Yeah.
They don't put me on that many panels. I think they're afraid of what it might do.
Well, I don't think we meant to. It just kind of happened that way. So.
Well, you know,
it wasn't as bad as 2 years ago when somehow we had it all separated. And we had to move all the stuff around, and I had
Martin.
Like 4 in a row.
Yeah, that was George R. R. Martin who kept changing his schedule, and I had to keep changing my.
And I was
like,
I just need to pee. I will be 5 minutes late. I'm sorry.
Well, Sherry will be much easier to deal with than George, because you can actually deal with Sherry instead of
George's
assistant.
Yes.
Because Germ was probably fine.
He was adorable.
It was his people.
It was his assistant
called by my name.
Yeah.
He was easily distracted, but he was fine.
And Michael Hogan, you just had to look for the bar, and he was
there.
There
he was.
So.
Or the smoky patio. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. But see, good that you'll be there, and you'll be at Congregate.
I'll be there.
You'll be at Charlotte Comic Con on the 14th of March.
I believe you. I have no idea what the days are, but yes, if there's a Charlotte Comic Con, I'll be there.
Yes.
And unlike the Statesville Comic Con this past weekend, I know what city the Charlotte Comic Con is in.
Oh.
You didn't know that Statesville Comic Con was in Statesville?
I did, but in my head, I had the entire week been thinking, I'm going to Statesville Saturday morning. I'll get up. I'll leave the house about 8:30. I'll get there about 9:15. I'll just go straight up 85. I'll take exit 76. It'll take me right into downtown. And that is how you get right into downtown. Salisbury. It is not, however, how you get to downtown Statesville. That involves a different interstate entirely.
Yes.
So at 5 minutes after 10, when I rolled up to the front door of the Statesville Civic Center, there was a line a block long to get in.
Wow.
They had 1,700 people through the door. It was pretty great.
Ooh. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm so glad to hear that. I was in Statesville also, however, I was at a bridal shower.
I hope there were not 1,700 people.
No, there was like 25, and that was just about good.
You probably didn't have bad burritos, though.
Actually, I did not have bad burritos, because my sister-in-law and brother lived in Mexico for 10 years and are actually quite astute at the making of Mexican food.
Are they legal?
They are, and their children are too, but 3 of their children are dual citizens. Because they were born in Mexico.
Now, does that mean like they have 2 citizenships, or they're citizens that shoot people if they get pissed off? Like Aaron Burr, sir?
Duels.
Do they carry around gloves and just randomly slap people in the face?
I want to start doing that.
I do.
Oh.
You, sir,
you, sir, are a scoundrel.
I think that you should be like the next Scarlet Pimpernel. Do you remember that movie? I see them here.
Pimpernel ain't easy.
I see them everywhere. And then he was a total badass in real life. It was awesome.
I would do that, except I can't do the froofy stuff.
I'm freaking six feet tall,
300 and something pounds, and I look like
I just did it. I'm six feet and whatever.
But
I'm
I look like I just
stepped
off. Trying to
imagine John as a fop.
This is what I'm saying.
If you would do a fop role, that
we would all just sit there and laugh at him, though.
I am a comedy writer.
I would make you snickerdoodles also.
How many snickerdoodles are we talking? I can be bought.
How many do we need in order for this to be in effect?
Do I have to wear tights?
Of course.
Then a shit ton of snickerdoodles. I still have not said no.
How about if I added suburban with the snickerdoodles?
I don't drink brown liquor.
Okay,
believe
vodka. I'll add some vodka.
We're going to talk later.
Okay.
Believe it or not, listeners, there was an agenda, and then they added
that's episode two.
That's the next one.
Oh, okay.
This is all you, baby.
Because I'm looking at this thinking, yeah, you know.
No, this is supposed to be about you, so you have like 30 more seconds to plug your shit, and then we're going on.
Oh, go to johnhartness.com or patreon.com/johnhartness or facebook.com/johngHartness. Or, shit, I don't remember the link to my Help Me Buy a Cabinet position, but...
It's on his Facebook page.
But it's on my Facebook page.
It's on my Facebook page.
It's on Carol's Facebook page. It'll
we'll
be
put
on
it
my
on
website.
Guardians of the Geekery page.
Too. Even better. So, go. Donate. Here's the thing, in all seriousness, about this stupid help me buy a cabinet position. Any money that I raise outside of the fees that GoFundMe takes are going to Classroom Central, which is a charity here in Charlotte that helps, that gives school supplies to teachers and to underprivileged kids who can't afford school supplies, because it's bullshit that our new Secretary of Education can pay a couple of bajillion dollars to buy a cabinet post, but our teachers have to pay out of their own pocket to buy copy paper and notebook paper and crap and pencils for their kids. So that's bullshit. Mm. So I want people to help me raise a pile of money to give to Classroom Central, to give to children. And if you get to $5 million, fuck it, I'll try to buy a cabinet post. Why not? I can't be any less qualified than a woman who literally thinks people need guns in schools to defend from grizzly bears.
Well, and here's the thing. You are smart enough to know what you don't know.
Which is a... And I've been married long enough to understand that I know nothing.
But that
I make
also...
Jon Snow look like a brilliant man.
But that also means that you're smart enough to be able to surround yourself with smarter people. And that's why I would choose you.
See? There you go. I have a good grasp on my own stupidity.
Yes. And with that...
Am I pushing the button?
Push the button.
Carol's got her finger on the button.
Listening to Guardians of the Geekery.
That's right.
For more information, go to guardiansofthegeekery.com.
Sure.
Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/guardiansofthegeekery. And on Twitter at
CLTGOG.
They bring me on and they have shit all else to talk about because they know that I can fill half an hour just making fun of stuffed dinosaurs. Which I didn't, not at all, actually.
Well, we've got a whole nother...